Yeah. So today we're launching a new report that says that £2.6 million of Scottish people's money is on the line every week because of rip-offs and shoddy work and dodgy goods. That's more than £133 million a year. And we're launching those figures this week to highlight the bigger role that Citizens Advice Scotland is now playing in supporting people with consumer-related problems, whether that's debt or energy or mobile phones. And we're offering support and advice for people all this week on Twitter as well. Yeah, we're hoping that doing advice by Twitter kind of opens things up for maybe a new audience for us. We already give lots of advice over the phone with our consumer helpline, as well as providing a wealth of advice on adviceguide.org.uk, which is our comprehensive website. And of course, we still give advice in our CABs right across the country, over 250 different advice points across Scotland. But we're trying out Twitter this week as a sort of quick and easy way to get on-the-spot information about whether it's energy or post or mobile phones or even things like used cars, to give people that really, really quick and speedy information so that they can make the best choices when they're buying things. Well, the money that we're talking about this week, that £133 million a year, it does absolutely cover all corners of Scotland. I mean, whether it's scams, which anyone can fall for, even the cleverest folks, you've heard recently of court judges being scammed with PPI claims, or whether it's getting out of debt and having a bit of a hand trying to get away from a payday loan when you're maybe on a lower income. I mean, these sort of things affect everyone. We're all consumers as well as being citizens. So it's really important that no one feels stigmatised by the idea of having their money on the line. But it's also really important that people get the right advice so that they can make good decisions when they're buying things. Well, the kind of advice we give really depends on the kind of problems that people bring to us. So we'll see what this week brings in terms of our debt, energy, post, mobiles and cars. Those are the hashtags that we've got for our Twitter Q&A this week. And we'll see what kind of problems people have. I would imagine it may well be on how do I get out of this debt? How do I lower my energy bills? How do I make sure that these companies deliver to me when I live in a rural area? There's lots of different kinds of advice that we'll be giving out this week. And of course, it absolutely depends on the sort of problems that people have. Well, I wouldn't want to predict what the wonderful world of Twitter will produce for us this week. I think we saw with the selfies last week and the week before with cancer research that anything can happen on Twitter. But it's quite clear that energy is a huge issue at the moment, and we've heard just recently about Ofgem's new review into the market to make sure it's competitive and actually working for consumers. So that may well still be on people's minds, but it's really up to the individuals about what kind of problems they have, and we'll take it from them. Okay, all right, thank you very much.